Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Readers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is Before It Was a Farm by Richard Miles. He lives in Washington County and works as a stonemason. Richard co-founded, with Peter Sears, the Aspen Writers Conference in 1974 and taught English at the University of Arizona and creative writing at the University of New Mexico. He's the author of Boat of Two Shores and a letterpress chapbook, Child and Other Poems. He writes, Before It Was a Farm juxtaposes my childhood idyll with my experience of cleaning up the charred timbers and ashes of that idyll after devastation by fire when in my 60s. A dirty, suffocating, painful process subsumed in my grief. After a few days of working there in the mountains of Sandgate, Vermont, getting the site cleaned up, I could feel what remained after 50 years, the love my grandparents and family felt for the place, what they gave to it, and what it gave back to them, a real, almost tangible exchange. The loss of the house and barn that burned was tragic, but that interfused love that enfolded the place was indestructible. Before It Was a Farm by Richard Miles. It yearned like a figure within the stone to be centered in its ring of hills, cleared for hay halfway to their tops, woodlot and sugarbush elevated for skids, and sap stream running through bathhouse, and a cryptic spring at the well, thronging blue iris taking one's hands through orchard to garden. My grandparents' place, who I am, sold at their deaths to people who did not live in it, so that the house sat 40 years occupied only by creatures who gnawed its wire to flames. And I am called to clean up the burnt remains of 250 years, cooked char over the bones and ashes of Tories hiding, of slaves escaping on the underground railway, of farmers' battle to eat. And from this archaeology of self emerges the single unburned wooden object, my grandfather's silver-tipped magician's wand, as if by posthumous trick, 40 years vacancy and the missing spark, thirsting in his absence, blew up the house, no other trace of their lifetimes except a blossoming force in this smoldering rubble. Time slows my breathing. My work obeys the laws of this kingdom. I am less distinct, working deliberately, buds of the apple becoming apples. What is still here, the life in this valley, is my ancestors' response. Exchange between place and people hangs in the air. Trees, I smear in on my face. Taste visible, actually. Blueprint for building over these charred beams. That was Before It Was a Farm by Richard Miles. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.